Debbie. We'll be over in a little bit.
Hi. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I just saw Debbie Neal. She told me that there was a Professor Larson at the music shop today, and he had many, many old, interesting instruments. Interesting instruments. That's hard to say. Well, I told her that we'd come over after a while and meet Professor Larson. But first, I wanted to show you this. This is a house plan. You read that? It says kitchen, bedroom, living room, bathroom, and bedroom. It's a kind of a plan that you might see in a magazine or a newspaper. And some people use them for placing furniture in their rooms. Or some people use them to plan what they want to build. Now, I have a little toy house here. I may have shown you this before. I'll set it up here. I want to set it up so it's like this plan. Over here's where I can put the two bedrooms and the bathroom. And over here would be the kitchen and the living room. See if that looks anything like the plan. See, back here is the kitchen, and up here is the living room, and back here is a bedroom, in the middle is a bathroom, and up there is another bedroom. Now, you can use your toys to put them around in a house like this. You could make your own house with blocks or anything. Sure, good thing for pretending. Pretending you're a pilot or a princess. Pretending you're a doctor or a king. Pretending you're a mother or a father. By pretending, you can be most anything you want to think about. By pretending, just pretending, you can try out many things by pretending. Your own makeup play can be different every day, but it's your work, it's important, pretend. You can try out life by pretending. You can even say you're a baby today by pretending. Pretending. You know how important pretending is. Our make-believe is pretend. Sure, why don't we make-believe that Lady Elaine is looking over some sort of plan of the inside of the castle as she's getting ready for her wedding tomorrow in the neighborhood of make-believe.
And I'll go down this long hall here, and I'll go into this little waiting room right here, And then when the music starts to play, I'll go into this big room right here. Oh, my. That'll be the room for the wedding. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this steady pace, but never seems to come. Tomorrow, where are you, tomorrow? Where are you? Oh.
Well, here it is.
I want to try it on. It might help pass the time a little. Pretty, isn't it?
Surely is. Why do you want the time to pass so quickly?
Oh, I just can't wait for the wedding tomorrow. You know how. Do you realize that it is tomorrow? Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
I realize that you've planned it for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still disturbed about it.
Oh, people have weddings all the time, dear. Every day of the year there's a wedding somewhere. How do I look?
I know, but weddings are ordinarily something planned by the bride and the groom together.
Well, Corny's just too busy to plan it.
But does he know about it?
It's not till tomorrow, so try not to get upset about it. Now I want to show you a plan of the inside of the castle. Now, this is what I'm going to do. I'll be coming along this long hallway here into this little waiting room, and then the music will start, and then I'll come into...
Guess what I just saw over at the factory?
Corny dressed up in his groom suit.
No, Lady Elaine. I saw several suitcases.
Oh, my. He must think that we're going on a honeymoon.
Well, I'm not too sure about that.
I think that this is something we'd better check on right away.
Oh.
I do, too. I mean, the inside of the castle was all decorated for that wedding tomorrow, and I'd like to get this thing figured out one way or another.
Well, I'll meet you over at the factory. I'm just going to take my time.
Well, you know, I've been concerned about this wedding from the very beginning.
I have, too.
Well, this one's packed. And so is this. I'll just... Oh, hello, friends.
Hi, Corny.
Hi, Corny.
Hi.
Corny?
Yes?
Are you planning on going somewhere?
Oh, yeah, big trip coming up.
Does your trip have anything to do with a honeymoon?
Honeymoon?
Well, of course I'd be glad to take a honeymoon, but I'd need someone to take care of the museum while I'm gone.
What are you talking about, Lady Elaine?
Well, you're the one who mentioned the word honeymoon, not me.
Wait a minute. Now, we're just trying to understand why the suitcases are out here.
That's right. That's all. Corny,
yes.
Are these suitcases for a honeymoon?
Of course not. I'm about to go on a business trip. In fact, I was going to say goodbye to all of you now. Joey Hollingsworth is waiting for me at the airport.
Airport. But you said you like Wednesdays.
Oh, what's that have to do with my business trip?
Well, I planned our wedding for tomorrow.
What wedding, Lady Lane?
Our wedding. Yours and mine.
Wedding?
Yes, I planned it for tomorrow. I got the castle decorated and the music and the refreshments and my dress, don't you like it, and the bridesmaids, and, well, I planned the whole thing.
But I had no part in the plan.
You're supposed to be the groom.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't play tomorrow. I have to go on a work trip.
But, everybody's going to be so disappointed. I mean, King Friday's going to get dressed up in his best robe, and little Anna is going to be the flower girl, and...
Well, couldn't you have a fancy party or something instead of a wedding, or couldn't somebody else be the groom?
I wanted to have a wedding. I wanted you for the groom. I mean, you gave me that ball bat and everything.
Well, Lady Elaine, I really like you as a neighbor. You're lively and fun, and you keep your museum very well.
Yes.
But I never thought of getting married to you.
But we could still be good neighbors, even after the wedding. I mean, I'll still be living in my museum, and you'll be living here in the factory.
But having a wedding means getting married. And getting married means that the bride and groom live together.
Oh. Well, I just wanted to have a wedding. I didn't want all the rest of that.
Well, now that that's settled, I must get on to my business trip. I'll be thinking about you all as I go.
Here, Corny.
Thank you very much. Yes, you're mighty nice friends and mighty nice neighbors, I'll say. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Well, maybe we can plan something else for tomorrow.
I don't know whether I want to be in it.
Why don't we go over and talk to Uncle Friday and Aunt Sarah?
I don't know whether I want to.
We can help each other with disappointments.
I think I'll go there the purple way.
Oh, good.
I beat you too.
Come on, Lady Elaine. Let's go inside.
Yeah, come on, Lady Elaine.
Okay.
Lady Elaine really wished for that wedding. But you usually have to wait a long time before that kind of thing can happen. And usually the bride and groom plan a wedding together. Do you sometimes wonder what it would be like to be a bride or a groom, or a mother or a father? I know I wondered a lot about that when I was a little boy. Well, I told Debbie that we'd come over to the music shop to hear Professor Larson. So why don't we do that now? And we'll come back and clean up these things after a while. To Negri's Music Shop.
I'm glad you could get over.
Is it a good time to come?
Sure.
Would you introduce me to the professor?
Of course. He's back here.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
Hi, Arthur.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Professor Larson? Mr. Rogers.
How do you do, Professor?
How are you? Glad to meet you.
Thank you.
I'm interested to... Debbie was telling me about the ancient instruments that you have. What is this?
Well, long before we had Negri's store, we had to look among the primitive things for instruments, and this is the bone of a deer from the Indians.
You mean you can play that?
Yes. If you take the other end, and you can signal across the hills.
Isn't that amazing? That's a deer bone. You could play it right through. What about this one?
This is over 100 years old from the German army band. And it's a little old trumpet. Here's a little tune that comes from that 100 years ago. Now, if you really want to be fancy, we'll go back to the vaudeville days about 85 years ago. Yours, sir.
You mean you want me to try to
Yes,
play?
Yes.
You want to try?
No, your turn.
Let me see. Do you play it like a trumpet?
Like a trumpet.
me see.
I can't play it.
Well, that has an echo effect, so I will play just a little.
It has two horns.
And I can press this little bell.
Isn't that pretty?
So you have a little echo.
Yeah. I'm glad you could come over.
I'm so glad to meet Professor Larson. Debbie came over earlier and told me about it.
Thanks,
that's
Debbie.
That's great.
Incidentally, honey, there's a customer out there that would like to see you. Something about an order you took.
A record order.
Yeah, that's it.
I know which one.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you later, Debbie. Thanks again.
Well, how are you and the professor doing?
How are you? Good.
Well, have you seen some of the stuff?
Well, I saw this deer bone, and he played it. Mm-hmm. And this old trumpet.
Isn't that fascinating?
And what was this one,
echo,
Professor Larson?
Echo horn.
The echo horn.
Yeah, it sounds loud. And then when you press this one little thing in, then it sounds like an echo.
Oh, that's
really pretty. What's
have you
that
seen any of the the recorders or the little flute here?
And among the shepherds of the time of Christ, they used little reed flutes like this. They just picked out a reed out of the river and cut it. It didn't cost more than maybe one penny. Nowadays, of course, they cost lots of money. So let's do a little shepherd's tune.
Isn't that pretty?
Pretty sound. Really
yes.
Pretty sound.
And this one looks like a recorder.
Well, this is new, you see. Today we have many recorders, and many children like to listen to the recorder. So I'm going to play an old tune that goes back almost 1,000 years. And that tune has only 5 tones or 5 notes in it.
Hmm. This feels so smooth, Professor Larson.
Very, very smooth. It's very fine maple.
Yeah.
So here's the old, old tune.
Were you always interested in music, even when you were a little boy?
My father was a fine musician, so my 2 grandfathers who had come from Europe were also fine musicians. So I started a little clarinet my father had bought from a man coming back from the Spanish-American War, and he paid $2 for the clarinet. I was only 5 years old, so I had to use a small, small clarinet.
5 years old.
This is a recorder, isn't it, Professor?
That's a double recorder.
Double.
Those are very beautiful, unique instruments. There are very few of those around. And believe it or not, here you can play 2 melodies at the same time.
Can you do that for us?
Well, we'll try and see what happens. There are lots of holes here, of course, many places to put your fingers on.
Isn't that pretty?
Hear the double notes coming out there?
Yes.
Beautiful ivory.
Oh, my. Think how long it took to make that.
You couldn't get people to make things like that. Now, it costs too much to buy an instrument of that
nature.
I
like these, Fred.
What is that?
Krumhorn.
Well, krumhorns. Crooked, of course. That's where they get the name. They're German. They are Dutch. France used them. The reed, or what makes the sound, is inside here, and you have no control over it. So you've got to blow very, very carefully in order to make it sound. Would you like to hear it?
I'd like to. I just wanted to show my friends these little places in here.
They are wood, aren't they, Professor?
Yes, they're wood.
And that's where you would put your fingers, huh?
Oh, yes.
That is really a nice sound.
And of course, this one sounds similar, but bigger.
Bigger. This is the big, big brother, you see. This is a soprano, and this is the tenor. And we had a little tune here, and while that little tune does that, I bim bim bee da bum bum, this one says.
Let me try something, see how they sound. Could I try?
Sure.
Let me see.
Let's hear yours, Professor.
That's not easy to play.
Oh, they're different. They have to have just a certain type of breath. No breath at all. If I blow hard, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. I've got to control how fast I blow, how much I blow.
Just the right amount.
This
a lot
instrument,
of practice.
Fred, is just so old. The professor was telling me about it. You know?
What is that made out of?
Well, it's made out of a little silver tube and then covered with birch bark to make it look like the old birch bark flutes.
Uh-huh.
It has no finger holes, you see, none at all.
Just
so again,
one.
It's the speed of your wind. If you blow fast, it'll go high. If you blow slow, it'll go low. And then you have to use your finger here, halfway's open or one quarter ways open, so we will see what happens. I'll put my finger here. I'll put half a hole. Now, everybody is patriotic today, so I'm going to play a tune here now by blowing very carefully. You get the tune?
I got the tune.
Got the tune.
Star
yes.
Spangled Banner.
Yes,
no
yeah.
finger holes.
But I can't imagine how you
yes,
could play that.
Yes, I can't
that.
Either.
Well, that looks like a little walking stick
that
or something.
That comes from the people about 1,000, 1,200 years ago. You've heard about these Vikings from North Europe that went way down to England and to France, mm-hmm. and they would play these instruments.
Sitting on their boats?
Sitting on their boats.
Fred, the professor and I have a little surprise for you.
What is it?
We worked a little something up on this little,
the soprano clarinet. That's about 75 years ago from the big town of New Orleans, where this kind of a clarinet was used among the bands of the Dixieland period.
Well, that looks like a little like a saxophone
little
with
bit
that
like
coming
a saxophone.
Up like that.
A little bit like a
it
saxophone.
Does.
Ah, he plays.
All right.
Very, very nice.
Oh, I'm glad we rehearsed a little
bit. Yeah. Debbie said you had some instruments that you had made yourself. Are they not here yet?
We have some pictures of them, but you could stop by tomorrow and see those. Would you like
good.
To, Fred?
I would like
would
to.
Like
that
to
would be good. Then we could get them all tuned up and ready to go, Fred.
Thank you very
yes,
much.
Sir.
I'm glad to meet you, Professor Larkin.
Thank you.
See you later.
See you
Fred.
Later, Joe. Bye-bye. That was fun, Debbie.
Like
thanks
it.
Again for telling me.
You're
I'll
welcome.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Come on. They really were interesting instruments, weren't they? You know, when your grandparents were little children, some of those instruments were already old.
Mm-hmm.
And when your mother and dad were children, of course, those instruments were old then, too. It's interesting to learn about
things of long ago. Did you ever ask your grandfather or your grandmother if they watched television when they were little? My grandparents didn't, and neither did my parents, because they didn't have any television when they were children. Even when I was very little, there wasn't any television. No, but I had toys and lots of ideas, so I could play a lot of things. And I'm glad of that. I'm still very much interested in what people play, because I know how important it is. There. Those are our things put away for another day. I like to think that you're using your toys and your ideas for fine play. You know, I always say I like you just the way you are, because I like children and the way they play and the way they grow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I'll be back tomorrow.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.